Today's daf Maseches Pesachim, daf Nun Vav, the new Mishnah leading into today's daf, listed practices of the Anshei Yericho, the people of Jericho, one of them being Korchin Shema. So Gemara says, some discussion ensues here on Amud Aleph about what this actually means, whether it means reading the words of Shema without pausing, or maybe you do it with pausing, but you don't say the words of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Bo'ed. So, Halach Lamaisa, though we do say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Bo'ed, based on the teaching of Reish Lakish, who has a beautiful drasha on when Yaakov Avinu brought his sons together at the end of his life. Yaakov says, He'asfu v'agida lachem. He's going to tell them what's going to happen at the end of days, to reveal to them what's going to happen in the Geula when it's going to arrive. But what happened? The Shechina left him, says the Gemara. The Divine Presence left him and he was unable to reveal that secret. Yaakov thought, maybe there was a psul, maybe someone's unfit, and one of my children, I am, after all, Avraham Avinu's grandson who had a Yishmael and Yitzchak's son who had an Esav, so maybe I have something in my descendants, and that's why Hashem left me. His sons exclaimed, no, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the one Hashem who's in your heart is the one Hashem who's in our heart. To which Yaakov responded with comfort, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Le'olam Bo'ed. Halacha L'maaseh, as the Gemara goes on to explain, we say this phrase of Baruch Shem, we say it quietly. Why do we say it quietly? To make clear that it's not a pasuk written in the Torah, it's a pasuk that Yaakov said, it's not a pasuk that was written in the Psukim. However, on Yom Kippur, we know, we say it out loud, Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafrei Shud Tes, Siv Beis, we say the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Bo'ed on the day of Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah Berurah there explains, this is the song of the Malachim. And on Yom Kippur, we are Doma LeMalachim, we're compared, we're on the level of Malachim. So let's share now a deep insight from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, from a Sicha, from a Sar B'Tevis, Parshas Vayichi, Tafshin Memalef, printed in the beautiful Sefer Otzer Lekutei Sichos, some Parshas Vayichi. So the Rebbe writes, what was Yaakov trying to accomplish by revealing when the Geula would arrive? Adarabah, you say the opposite. By revealing this, it would lead to losing hope. Amisho, you're going to hear, oh, the Geula is going to come in 2,000 years, who knows when? So far away, we're going to lose up hope. We're going to lose hope. It would only cause anguish, not hope. So the Rebbe explained that Yaakov really meant to share that if Bnei Yisrael would merit, the full redemption would coincide with Yetzias Mitzrayim. No, it's so close. It's right here. It's right in front of you. Revealing it would motivate them to keep their spiritual level and don't give up so as not to delay the Geula. True, that would have been nearly 200 years away. But there wouldn't have been a loss of hope. There wouldn't have been a Yeush, because it would be directly tied to the actions of the people. They could literally move up that date. They could literally move up that time in history. Why then did Yaakov lose the Shechina? Why did he lose the Divine Presence? So the Rebbe explains that had Yaakov been able to reveal the Geula to the people, they would have tried to speed it up even more, but this would not be in their best interest. Because what would motivate the people would be a Giloi Keitchi, Gila Milmala, that it would come from an external source. Says the Rebbe, Avodas Hashem B'Shleimus, if you want to have true Avodas Hashem, true, full, complete worship and service of Hashem, it's all about Avodas Hashem that's motivated internally. To ensure a redemption that has no exile after it, it should be a netzach, it should be a redemption that's for nitzchus. So the geula must come from kochos b'nei yisrael atzma, it has to come from us, it has to come from down here, it has to come from below, it has to come from inside, without the external divine intervention. Otherwise it would be too reliant on the external support, causing it to lose its eternal nitzchus nature. So the Rebbe, with such sweet, inspiring words, says at the end, the fact that Yaakov was b'keish l'galus b'keish, he wanted, he desired, he seeked, on its own, not on its own, just the desire, pal b'yisrael sh'yuchu l'gia l'gila keitz, gave us the ability to, on our own, to bring the geula. Therefore, we in every generation, we have to be b'keish, we have to be mevakesh, we have to seek, we have to long, we have to desire, to bring that day will in turn impact our Avodas Hashem. Baruch Hashem, the students of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, may we count ourselves among them by sharing the message of Hine Zeh Mashiach Ba, Mashiach is coming, Mashiach is coming. It inspires and motivates greater service of Hashem. All we need is that small pivot, Umiyad Hein Nigalin, right away. May it be so. B'mehreh v'yameinu, Amen.